Gbogbo ẹgbẹ́ ń jẹ́ máyẹ̀ lóyè, ìwọ ń jẹ́ sáré pẹgbẹ́. Gba wèrè mi ò gba wèrè, lọjà fi ń hó. Gbàmígbàmí ò yẹ àgbà, àgbà kì í ṣohun àlémú. Gbàmígbàmí ò yẹ eégún, ẹran lémi bọ̀ ò yẹ ọdẹ. Gbàjẹ ò yẹ àgbà. Gànràngànràn ò yẹ ẹni abíire. Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Ologunde. Ekaabo si abala ikokandinladota ito owe Yoruba. Oruko mi ni Bidemi Ologunde. On this episode, I'll be analyzing 5 Yoruba proverbs that describe concepts such as restraint, self-respect, and avoiding insult. So according to Yoruba tradition, a young person quoting proverbs in the presence of adults must do so humbly and respectfully. Therefore, in line with tradition, I humbly crave the indulgence of my parents and Yoruba elders worldwide before going ahead with this episode. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. So the first proverb I have says, "Gonro gonro ye ni abire," unrestrained and thoughtless behavior does not befit a well-born person. Gonro gonro ko ye ni abire. Unrestrained and thoughtless behavior does not befit a well-born person. So this one is quite straightforward, and it's something that we can relate with at any level. If you see someone who is well-born, in other words, someone who comes from a good family, that person does not engage in unrestrained and thoughtless behavior. And the Yoruba culture is a culture that is highly family-based, family-oriented. People's behaviors are traced back all the time. I want to say almost all the time to their families. So if you see someone in a position of high importance and they are misusing that opportunity, they are abusing that office, they are very likely going to be used to insult their family. So people would likely say he comes from a bad family, his parents did not teach him well, he doesn't have elders in the family to shape his behavior when he's growing up, and so on. So we shouldn't behave in a manner that reflects poorly on our families, regardless of where we are. And this is something that I want to say is applicable in almost every tribe. Gonro gonro ye ni abire. Unrestrained and thoughtless behavior does not befit a well-born person. So the second proverb I have says, "Gbaje ko ye agba." Take this and eat it does not befit an elder. Gba je ko ye agba. Take this and eat does not befit an elder. So this proverb is basically alluding to the fact that that quote, "take this and eat," is said to someone who is begging. So someone is begging for food and then the giver is saying, "Okay, take this and eat it." So this exchange, the proverb is now saying that doesn't befit an elder. An elder shouldn't be found in a situation where he or she is begging for something. Usually begging for something to eat. So it should be the other way around. A much younger person approaching an elder and then begging for something to eat or begging for money, as the case may be. So in other words, it is better for an elder to give than to go begging. That is what befits the status of an elder. So again, self-awareness, self-respect, avoiding insult. An elder shouldn't be put in a situation where he or she would be found begging for something, because that is an insult magnet. Gba je ko ye agba. Take this and eat it does not befit an elder. So the third proverb I have says, "Gbàmígbàmí ò yẹ àgbà, àgbà kì í ṣohun àlémú." gbamigbami o ye egun eran le mi bo ye ode. So this is similar to the second proverb, whereby it's basically a quote, and that translates to save me, does not befit an elder. An elder should not do something that will make him or her the object of pursuit. And then the second part of the proverb says, save me, does not befit a masquerader. An animal is chasing me, does not befit a hunter. So I'll say the proverb again. Gbami gbami oye agba, agba ki shohun alemu. Gbami gbami oye egun, eran le mi bo oye ode. So an elder shouldn't be put in a position where he or she is appealing to someone or a group of people to save them. Meaning, an elder shouldn't do something that will make him or her the object of pursuit. So now, the second part of the proverb says, a masquerader shouldn't be found asking for help to be saved. Because in Yoruba culture, a masquerade is basically something that is supposed to be scary. And they put on these costumes and wear these elaborate masks. And most of the time, they are designed to be scary because they represent the gods of that tribe and the spirits of all the elders who have passed on. So if you now find someone wearing the masquerade costume and is now asking people around it to save him or her, usually him, that is not befitting a masquerader. And then we now see the case of a hunter that is saying, save me, an animal is chasing me. No, the hunter should be the one running after an animal to bring it down and kill it. So in other words, this proverb, this complex compound proverb, is saying we should behave in a manner that befits our station. An elder shouldn't be found running from something or running from somebody. That does not befit an elder. An elder is supposed to be in a position where people would go to that elder and seek wisdom and counsel. Also, a masquerader, someone wearing a masquerade costume, shouldn't be found asking people to save it from something else. The masquerader is supposed to be scary to everyone and everybody. And then lastly, a hunter shouldn't be seen running away from an animal and then asking people to save him. The hunter should be the one running after an animal to bring it down. So proverb number 4 says, Gbawere, mi o gbawere, lo jafin ho. Accept this allegation of madness. No, I won't accept this allegation of madness. This exchange is the explanation for the noise in the market. Gbawere, mi o gbawere, lo jafin ho. Accept this allegation of madness. No, I won't accept that allegation of madness. This explains why there is noise in the market. So this is a proverb that is basically similar to the previous two. It's like an exchange. One person is saying something, the other person is responding to that first person. And that's basically saying that is why there is usually noise in the market. And if you notice, in traditional Yoruba markets, you go there to buy something, you go meet other people trying to sell something, they tell you their price, you say no, you try to bargain. So that is kind of used to describe an extreme form of description that the seller is asking you to be mad and stupid and accept his or her selling price. You are bargaining and offering a counter price, basically asking the seller to accept your own description of them being stupid, because you're trying to cut cost, they are trying to make profit. So that exchange, accept stupidity, no, I'm not going to accept your stupidity, you accept my stupidity, is what explains the market noise. So in other words, we may not have a means of avoiding insult from others, but we always have the power to reject insult. So this is a deeper proverb that is using the, you know, the exchange in a marketplace to explain something much profound. So we may not always be able to avoid insults. Insults might, you know, come at us left, right, and center throughout the course of a day. But it is always in our power to reject the insult. Similar to how the seller is basically trying to impose some profit-making venture onto the buyer cannot avoid that. That is literally the reason for going to the market, to expose yourself to all sorts of insults from sellers. However, you as the buyer has the power to reject that insult, and even not just reject it, but counter-insult the seller. Of course, not a literal insult, but saying, no, I don't want the price you're offering. How about the offer? How about the price I'm willing to buy your product? And then you come to a middle ground, hopefully, and then you buy the product, you go off that transaction feeling like you at least saved some money. The seller leaves that transaction feeling like as they at least made some profit. Accept this allegation of madness. No, I won't accept your allegation of madness. This explains the reason for the noise in the market. So the final proverb for this episode says, "Gbogbo egbe nje ma ye loye." Everyone is taking the title of Maye Loye, which basically means may you never lose the title. But the title you took is Sari Pegbe, which basically means run and assemble the group, or a courier, or basically a messenger. Gbogbo egbe nje Maye Loye, Iwonje Sari Pegbe. Everyone is taking the title of Maye Loye, which means may you never lose the title. But the title you took is Sari Pegbe, which means run and assemble the group, which is the title given to a courier or a messenger. So this is another proverb that is kind of comedic, but has profoundly deeper meanings. So what this means is, the person that is being addressed by this proverb is backsliding among his or her peers, but this person believes that he or she is doing rather well. The person being addressed is actually backsliding and losing their status and their standing within this group of people. But this person believes that he or she is doing well. Because think about it, if everyone in a group is picking a title that basically correlates to the fact that they don't want to lose this title, and the Oye part of that title, Maye Loye, is signifying some chieftaincy title. However, the person being addressed is taking on the title of Sari Pegbe, basically the messenger who runs to tell all the other chieftaincy title holders to assemble for a meeting. In other words, a messenger. So everyone is taking on a status symbol title. You are taking on the title of messenger. So this is, a profoundly deep proverb that indicates self-awareness within a group is key, is very, very vital. So among a peer group, it's important to constantly evaluate where we stand within that peer group, whether within an organization, a company, a group of friends, family groups, and so on. Gbogbo egbe nje maye loye, Iwonje Sari Pegbe. So that's all I have for this episode 49 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. Thanks for listening.